This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We got some sounds for you. Are the best coaches coaching on Friday nights? Joey McGuire, Texas Tech Red Raider, former Cedar Hill head coach, had some thoughts on that and another bold prediction I'm feeling really good about after this audio. We are hanging out live at Shell Shack, North Henderson Avenue in Dallas. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout, and, of course, all the Tolos that are out here partying. We love you. We got John, big-time Tolo, his lovely wife as well. They're out here. They're hanging out with us. And Rodeo Ron just jersey swapped with Eric. Eric is smelling like cigarettes and Jim Beam right now. It's glorious. We got Sergio just absolutely dealing it up in the bar. It's beautiful. We got happy hour here until 6. And there is rumors, okay, that I'm hearing, or there are rumors, we might possibly have more Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys. We might not be out. We might have some more on the way. So for those of you that didn't get some, I can't promise. I'm not guaranteeing. There's just a little possibility that we could have some more for you. So stay tuned for that and get on out here if you want one of those, because I can't tell you.
Printing them up as we're going here?
Very, very long. Possibly, man. It's a hot commodity. We got a hodgepodge coming up next year. Sandler's going to hop on with us at 4:40. An hour from now, we got Ari Temkin live from Big 12 Media Days at the Star in Frisco. But, fellas, here's Joey McGuire, Texas Tech Red Raider, and former Cedar Hill Longhorn, where he won multiple state titles. And he was visiting as we have the media days going on. And he had this to say with Josh Pate of CBS. Interesting comments here from Joey McGuire. Agree or disagree?
Does it not fascinate you sometimes how some of the best that you'll ever interact with are not coaching the college game? They're not coaching the professional game. They're coaching the high school game, and you're learning as many lessons from them as you are guys at the next level or the level after that.
Robert Woods went undefeated in 1990, winning a state championship, and he called every offensive play and every defensive play. And that's Wilmer Hutchins versus Austin Westlake, who is a powerhouse, and they go in there and beat him in the state game. And then you turn around, and I always laugh. Phil Bennett is a good friend of mine, you know, who's been a head coach and a defensive coordinator. And I asked him one time whenever he was kind of in between jobs, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, the NFL has hired me to talk about how we defend the zone read. And I'm like, yeah, man, if you don't know how to defend the zone read at the high school level, you're getting run out of the stadium. And that's just kind of, you know, football 101. And so it is. It's kind of one of those deals where you talk about different levels, but some of the best I've ever been around. I always talk about a kid that plays for me, but Lee Wigginton, he's the head coach at Allen, which is the biggest high school in the nation. And if you aren't ready to coach against Lee Wigginton on a Friday night, he's going to expose everything that you don't do right.
Fascinating from Joey. Now, obviously, legendary high school coach in his own right. I think if you were to go and look at some of the coaches that have climbed the ladder, they probably did start in high school. I think that when I heard this, there's a lot of trickle-up effect from the high school game that has now made its way even to the NFL side. Like, when you're talking about the spread and the air raid, like, obviously Mike Leach at Texas Tech helped to elevate that. But a large part of that also was being run at Texas High School Football. When you look at South Lake Carroll and Todd Dodge and some of these other offenses across the country, I mean, Ennis and Coach Harrell over there. I mean, a lot of these ideas formed and started in high school, and then maybe some of those coaches got opportunities at the college ranks, and then the NFL, eventually it makes its way up. So I kind of love what Joey's saying here. I don't know that I would say, like, all of the best coaches, obviously, are coaching on Friday night, but I do think we have a lot of tremendous ideas right in our own backyard here from some of our coaches, like Reginald Samples, obviously at Duncanville. I know Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News put out that he's talked to many people that think, you know, Reginald Samples could be an excellent college coach if he was given that opportunity. I don't know that he wants to do that because he loves coaching high school football so much, but it was phenomenal, I thought, to hear Joey, who obviously has a tremendous relationship with lots of other coaches in high school, which is a big reason why he's had so much success recruiting in Lubbock and Texas Tech as well.
Yeah, this is an interesting take. I do agree that a lot of the creativity stuff that you see starts in the high school ranks. And then, as you said, has that sort of trickle up effect. Mm-hmm. So
that's
just
impossible. I don't know.
Yeah, I think just like an anti-gravity situation.
Yeah, Art Briles from the 817, exactly. High school coach goes to Baylor, and the way that they played offense totally transformed the sport.
Yeah, it's unique. You do have those guys that can cut through. I wouldn't say by and large, you know, but that's obviously you have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that you start in a lower rank, and if you're one of the one percenters from a coaching standpoint, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in college. And then if you're in the 1% of that, next thing you know, you're in the NFL. So I get that, but, like, by and large, of course, no. You have plenty. I mean, at least, like, from my experience, I didn't have a bunch of, like, innovative coaches or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you have that. And some of these guys, I guess, are just they enjoy the – they enjoy the lifestyle and just what it means to be a high school coach, investing in a sort of a younger generation as opposed to going up. But I mean, most of the high school coaches aren't. I mean, it's just that's where the best start and go up. But by and large, you just have a bunch of run of the mill coaches that are not even thinking about advancing into the college or the high school realm, or I mean, excuse me, the NFL realm.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I get what he's saying, but even the coach at Allen, like, yeah, he's going to smoke you because he's got more talent than you. That's why he's going. I mean, that's a huge factor in why he's going to crush you and your team on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
It's because his players are much better across the board than whatever the opponent is 9.9 times out of 10.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, to me, that, and I look at what Andy Reid and those guys have done in Kansas City, and the fact that Andy has coaches on his staff that look at various high school offenses and kind of figure out, like, okay, what's somebody doing here that we haven't thought about, you know? And there's a lot of these high school coaches that have been at it for so long, and their systems never change. And they find a way. I mean, how many times have we been working and we watched the state championship games, whether it's six-man football or, you know, it just seems like this is a system that they play. This is how they, you know, it's almost like, oh, they're wing T. Look at the faking. Mm-hmm. Look at the ball handling. They're not going to throw the ball here. They're just going to run it. You know, it's just sometimes you get these coaches that are so married to a system.
Yeah.
But it works because nobody – It's kind of like where we've seen over the years, the military programs, the armies, the navies, air force. Those teams have become better. They don't have the better athletes, but what they have is they have a really cool, good scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these high school coaches get that, and it's really hard. I mean, these coaches now, especially if you're a high school coach in Georgia, high school coach in Alabama, Texas, Florida, money's pretty good.
Sure.
There's no reason to, and you don't have to teach And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, you're right.
But there's a lot of these coaches now. I'm sure there's coaches driving around right now that are assistant coaches. They're like, hey, Broadus, I got to teach.
Yeah,
I get it. But if you're the head coach of a major program, you're probably making about $250, and you're probably have a program where. But a lot of these NFL coaches are the smart coaches are always taking ideas from others. You know, always take it. But man, you got some of these high school coaches that are so locked into their program as far as our scheme.
Yeah.
This is who we are. Almost like watching the Pittsburgh Steelers for all these years with Mike Tomlin. The same, you know, I know they've changed some, but it always seems like they kind of have a scheme that fits the personnel that they have.
Like the 817, went to Aledo, same system every year. I know Southlake had a ton of success with that.
Yeah, it's just we have way better players than you, and our guys have been in the same system since they were in, like, fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean, they're growing up into it.
So they just – that's their cheat code. It's not that our coach every year is reinventing things. It's just we have a system in place. These guys know it like the back of their hand because they've been doing it since they were 12 years old, and we're also just way better than you from a talent standpoint. So I think that's really what it is. And I love this from the 214. I think he completely nailed it. From Joey McGuire here, this is just a recruiting ploy. Nothing more.
I think a lot of it is. But I think he does make some good points where you have some tremendous coaches in high school football that absolutely probably could move up the ranks if they wanted to. But to Brian's point, they probably love what they're doing. And they're comfortable and they're making a good living and they're having tremendous success. So it's like, why? Well, why change it up? I mean, obviously, yeah, the ceiling to the 972's point would be the pros. I guess not everybody has that aspiration. Some are like, I want to be a state champion and kick ass and be the greatest high school coach ever. Like, well, you know, of course, our buddy Tim in Carthage, Scott Surratt in Carthage.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of these coaches now in college football that if they're with a really, really good program, they probably want to stick it out. But there's a lot of these coaches, this NIL, all this money and stuff like that, it has turned into a big, big headache. And you don't have that in the NFL. You don't have to – yeah, paying your players is somebody else's problem. It's not me trying to convince CeeDee Lamb to stay,
right?
You know? I mean, he's got a contract where these college coaches, not only are you having to recruit kids, you're having to recruit your kids you already recruited.
Mm-hmm.
To keep from losing them. And then you also have to be kind of in a way of going and maybe taking one or two from somebody else's program.
Right.
You know, so this college coaching stuff is turned into a kind of a daunting task.
All right, let's go to SiriusXM NFL Radio. Marvin Mims Jr., speaking of a local product, Frisco Lone Star, that's had a lot of success and has pumped out quite a lot of NFL talent. He joined SiriusXM and the Broncos. One of my bold predictions going into the year, they will win the AFC West. They just had the, number two overall secondary or third secondary?
Third.
Pretty darn impressive. The defensive line was ranked really high. Offensively, the skill players are good. Here was Marvin Mims about the tides changing there in Denver.
You know, the funny thing is I don't think Sean's really spoke on it much. I think most of it's just like offensively, but as with the guys that are here last year and the guys that are coming, I mean, you can kind of like feel throughout the locker room that everyone's hungry, especially the guys that are here and played in Buffalo last year and got a taste of the playoffs. You know what it's like, know what it takes to get there. And then we bring in Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw, Evan Ingram, we bring in some more guys and Sam Franklin, Trent Sherfield, guys that are going to be beasts on special teams, beasts on defense, guys that will contribute offensively. You can just kind of feel that you can really feel that like the times are like changing for us, you know, and we're kind of like people always like to say like a win now mode. And you know, with the way things went last year, I mean, we were projected to be last in the league last year and end up making their wild card. So the guys that are here last year, they believe, and the guys that are coming in, they want to make an impact too. So I think everyone's hungry. You know, the coaching staff knows what we have. Coach Payton, I mean, you've worked with him, you know how he likes his guys, you know how he likes to construct his team. And I feel like we're really poised and we're really level-headed this year, and that we're going to, you know, make something happen as long as we just keep it going on each other, you know what I mean, and just, you know, striving to get there.
I mean, if you look at all these lists that are coming out now, Broncos are in the top 10 in basically every category. That roster is loaded and ready to rock. I was a Bo Nix doubter, but I think that Sean Payton, he runs with Sean Payton's calling, and clearly he's got a great plan and a great vision. So I'm buying a lot of Broncos stock this year. I like what Marvin Mims is saying. And then finally, as we wrap this up, we did get jersey news. I don't know if Carter has this available and ready to pop up on the Twitch or on the fan cam, but the Commanders, they're going back to some of their old Super Bowl era as their alternate uniform and helmets. I went ahead and DM'd all you guys this on the Twitters as well. They look fantastic. I mean, it's like the old Washington R-word jerseys, except on the helmet, it just has the W instead of the R logo. So
yeah, those are good, classic. They look good.
They're going to bust them out week 17 against the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Also week 9 against the Seahawks, which is Sunday Night Football. Then week 13 against the Broncos, also Sunday Night Football. Then we have the Saints. The Saints have unveiled new helmets as well. These ones are pretty sweet. They're the Icy Whites. They're their new alternative helmet, which is being added to the arsenal. They're white, and then it's got the Saints logo, which is in, what is it, like light brown kind of looking color there. But I think they look pretty clean. I mean, the white helmets, man, these things are looking gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a sharp look. I appreciate it. I like what the Commanders and the Saints are doing in this regard.
No doubt. All right, let's move on here as we are live at Shell Shack in North Henderson. Off North Henderson here in Dallas. Come on out. They got the catfish special rolling today. Delicious shrimp. They got live crawfish you can buy by the pound. The snow crab. Happy hours rolling until 6 p.m. The bar's popping. We got the birthday boy over here, Richie, who's hanging out and partying with us. Let's do a little sports hodgepodge next, shall we?
Yes, among other things, the one area of great concern for all the top 25 teams in college football this year. That's next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we got a hodgepodge for you here live at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. We're here until 7 o'clock. We would love to see you. Come capitalize on the catfish special, $12.99. And big shout out to Anthony Moulton as well, who's lovely, lovely girlfriend just swung by and said, "Hey, we got to get that. We got to get that autograph." Did we just sign it to go?
We signed it to go menu.
We did.
Is what we did
for our guy Anthony, who's a legendary Tolo, watching on the YouTube right now.
Shout out to Anthony for that. And hey, Brian, how do you play? Was like, we're not going to sign this piece of paper.
No,
or whatever
No. You got to sign a menu or something like that. I mean, how many? I've been to like famous restaurants where like celebrities have signed menus and then they put them on the wall. You know, so I just
that's badass.
Just, and good for a. But, Anthony, you're very lucky. You got a lovely girlfriend that cares a lot about you. So make sure you take care of her.
And shout out to Big John for the green tee shots as well.
Big John, absolutely. Bartender.
At Shell Shack.
Looking it up as well. I mean, Shell Shack, this really is the place to be. Make sure you get your ass out here. You got a couple more hours to party with you. You don't want to miss it.
Got a little college football for you here. Segment in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We'll talk some Rangers with Jared Sandler coming up here in a few minutes.
Might have come up with a question or one.
Oh, yeah?
One question.
One question.
It lasts maybe the whole segment.
Full segment. Yeah,
I'd love it if you did that.
that would be
so
amazing.
Tired of me yesterday.
Just
shouted him out the day before. You know, it was like Sean Sharif goes, "Man, that was a nice thing you said about Jared." I'm like, we beat him down with questions every day. I thought I'd just try and be nice for once. You know?
We definitely beat him down. That's for sure. And the Rangers have beaten him down a little bit, but not last night.
Not last night.
I think we got some good John Gray news. We'll have to ask him about the ding-dong situation.
He got caught between, didn't he?
I think he did. I think he wanted to say dong last night. You can hear the highlight there's a little bit of a pregnant pause before he unleashes the first ever radio baseball broadcast ding-dong. I think he wanted to go dong there. I really
do. Think he was worried about the second half of that? The whole thing?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came in his mind that, like, who's listening right now at about...
Is Ray Davis listening right
11
now?
11 o'clock at night. Can I throw this one out?
Ray would
I
have
don't
had a good
know.
Giggle.
You know, maybe not.
Well, here we go. A little college football for you. And then we do have a great sports question that the internet is a bit split on. We'll see if we have time to get to it. But the top 25, ESPN has one area of concern for the top 25 teams. We'll see how many we can get through here. Do you guys know who number one is? Number one in college football right now? Allegedly, reportedly, according to the polls.
Is it Ohio State?
Number one.
It's actually...
It's not Texas.
The Nittany Lions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Penn State comes in at one.
Penn State.
That'll last long.
Very talented roster. Their area of concern, though, is at wide receiver.
Guaranteed loss against Ohio State October 19th.
That's probably true.
It just... We'll sit there. We'll get all excited about the old whiteouts and all the stuff there at Happy Valley, and everybody will be all pumped up. And then James Franklin will pee down his leg in one of these big
games.
They'll
lose to Oregon at home.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Penn State with the wide receivers right now, that's going to be the big area of concern. Otherwise, the roster is pretty impressive.
They got a quarterback, evidently, that might be first-round pick.
Been there for a while.
Let's see if the bad receiver play might affect him in his quest.
And he no longer has the security blanket of Tyler Warren at tight end. So we'll see, but they're obviously a very talented team.
Michigan getting picked ahead of Tyler Warren. Nobody had that one, right?
Look, I love Ben Johnson, great coach. If that was his pick, maybe he ends up looking good. I think that was foolish.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one to monitor. Now, at two, it's Clemson.
They play LSU.
Clemson's pretty loaded right now, man.
Mm-hmm. Week one, Tigers v. Tigers. Death Valley v. Death Valley.
They got the quarterback. They've got the edge rushers. What else do we think yesterday that they were kind of talking about?
Yeah, they got
defensive line. Was it defensive line as a whole, or was it linebackers, edge rushers? It was something they had to worry about.
They have a D-tackle and an edge rusher, like the best in the country.
They usually do have a D-tackle that you can't block.
But their area of concern,
William Perry.
It's going to be running back.
Oh,
they lost Phil Maffa. Of course, he's a Cowboy.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm actually excited to watch him in Oxnard. I'm hopeful that he can be a guy with fresh legs, go run between the tackles, play a little bully ball there. But their running back situation is the one spot where everybody's side eyeing it a little bit. Texas at three. Theirs, of course, is the offensive line. And they have tons of great recruits. Five-star type
a lot of
dudes.
Talent.
A lot of talent.
Gooseby is going to be good.
Not a ton of experience.
Yeah.
You go last year where you just had, I mean, whether
everybody
it
was returning.
Kelvin Banks, you had Jake Majors at center.
The right tackle.
Yeah. So
yeah, Williams.
This
yeah.
is like an
Eagle.
Entirely new group on the offensive line. Tons of talent, but that's something where you have a first-year starting quarterback in Arch Manning, young offensive line. You go on the road to Ohio State week one.
Get exposed.
That could be the difference in the game.
They handled that Michigan. That veteran offensive line handled that trip to Michigan really well last year.
Yeah, yeah. And now
they put it on Michigan pretty good.
Well, then you have at four the Georgia Bulldogs, their area of concern being the pass rush. Ooh. They lose Jalen Walker. They lose Mykel Williams. I mean, those are two first-round picks in the draft. I mean, that's 18 sacks and almost 30 TFLs.
Guarantee you they've got somebody that's going to get
it. Yeah, like that's the strength of Kirby Smart.
There's going to be some guy from Belgrade, Florida we haven't heard that's playing on that team that's going to have probably 10, 15 sacks, something like that, you know.
Ohio State area concern at five. It's their quarterback.
Quarterback,
yeah. I mean,
and he's a super talent as well. I mean, this could be a non-issue for them.
Could be,
and especially throwing it to Jeremiah Smith is going to help things for sure.
Boy, Jeremiah Smith is fun to watch on tape.
No, he's incredible.
Yeah,
he shows up. I mean, you're watching like, say, you're watching the quarterback play, and you're thinking about, you know, Abuka. You're kind of watching him, but then all of a sudden the ball goes to Smith, and you're like, holy geez.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a freak.
He is a freak player. Yeah.
At number six, your LSU Tigers area of concern.
Head coach.
Area of concern, they're going to probably not on defense. Area of concern is wide receivers. Okay.
Well, they're going to
say offensive line
again?
Offensive line. Offensive line. Brian Broaddus.
Yeah. And Frazier at guard, right?
Yeah, that offensive line will be a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, because, I mean, they lose Will Campbell and Emory Jones.
Yeah.
Those were –
they lost a guard, too.
Yeah, Frazier.
Big-time guys. So that's something to consider there for sure.
And
especially
going to Clemson.
Clemson right off the on the road with a questionable offensive line, and that defensive line that Clemson has to offer, that's going to be tough. Notre Dame at seven, area of concern, tight end. Oregon at eight, defensive line is the concern there. Alabama at nine, just generally their pass rush is the area of concern. BYU at 10, it's the quarterback, of course.
They lost their quarterback.
The Retzlaff situation really screwed their whole season, you would have to imagine.
Yeah.
Illinois is one of those teams that people are thinking they could be a college football playoff type team. Bielema and company. But
Brett
their offensive,
Bielema, he'll find a way. He's kind of –
find a way to screw it up.
He'll find a way to kind of get out coached in the game. He'll go for it on fourth down early in a game, and it'll affect the way his team plays the rest of the way. They'll play from behind. Instead of being down like 3-0, they'll be down 10-0, one of those things.
Illinois, it's the offensive explosiveness that is a bit of a concern there.
Their wide receiver last year
was an absolute stall. I thought he was the most underrated receiver in the draft.
Yeah, but he couldn't run out of sight.
No, he's not a burner, but it was like
every single catch.
And in clutch time, game-winning plays. Yeah, Pat Bryan, he could end up being a surprise as a rookie.
At 12, Arizona State, it's the pass rush that is a big question for them. You have South Carolina and the Gamecocks. It's just the front seven defensively. At 14, Iowa State, wide receiver. I mean, they lose Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins.
Yeah, that's big.
That's going to be tough to replace. That's over 2,000 yards worth of receiving right there. Production that is now into the NFL. At 15, SMU. SMU, they got Miami coming to town this year.
That's going to be fun.
That might be one of those games we might need to try and figure out to get in the building.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a unique matchup. Their defensive line is the question. One of the most underappreciated keys to SMU's playoff run last season was the veteran talent up front defensively. Roberts, Harrison Hunt, Harvey, they all came from Miami, which is a funny collision course, thinking about Miami coming to town. But that'll be something to consider. And then how about at Texas Tech there, Walchuk, at 16? Just defensively, does the defensive makeover actually work?
Yeah. I think, they got...
they can't get any worse than what they were last year.
They got a star in David Bailey that's supposed to be a first-round pick at end from Stanford that transferred over.
Yeah.
And the Georgia Tech guy, right?
Yeah, they got a kid from Georgia Tech. They hit the transfer portal really hard. They got some really big-time recruits. The NCAA video game has them as the ninth-best defense in the game.
When has it been that we've... it always seems like we talk about Texas Tech. And you could say it every year. It's about the defense.
Yeah,
if Tech figures out how to play defense, they'll be a, you know, and it just seems like I'd just like for one time that for Red Raider fans that they do have a defense.
Hopefully this is the year for them.
Yeah, one of the better ones.
The Aggies are 23rd in the country right now. Their area of concern is at wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, that's where everybody's wondering who's going to step up at that particular spot. But there it is. There's some areas of concern when it comes to college football and your top 25 teams. We will talk a little college football and Big 12 with Ari Temkin coming up at the top of the hour, and Jared Sandler in a second. I do want to give you a friendly reminder, though, that on Friday we will be in Carrollton at Pickler Universe. This is one of the hottest new spots in DFW. It's Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35E, just past the George Bush Toll Road. You can come on out, learn about pickleball. It's an amazing new club. It really is. You'll get the pizza. You'll get the Stella Artois. Coley's. I think Fred Davis is going to swing by. Ooh. We'll be What You Drinking, What You Thinking, G-Bag Nation. 2 to 6:30 leading into Rangers and Astros. Pickler Universe in Carrollton on Friday with the G-Bag Nation. We cannot wait to see you there. But right now, we're here at Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson. Come party with us here until 7 o'clock tonight. Catfish special, $12.99. And, of course, it's always $4 beer and shot specials all day, every day here at Shell Shack. Having a great time. Jared Sandler joins us next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nation. All right, Sands is going to move to 520. He's currently stuck on the bus headed to the stadium right now. So we'll have Jared joining us at 520.
Can we do a quick, like, impromptu top five worst places to be stuck at? Because I think a bus, I used to get bus sick, you know what I mean? Like, now you're on a Rangers bus. It's probably nice. There's AC. It's accommodating. Maybe he might be chopping it up with Corey Seager right now. I mean, I don't know. So his bus experience, maybe not the same, but stuck on a bus is a beatdown, bro.
He is in traffic. I'm sure they're on their way, and they got stuck in traffic. So imagine like stop, start, stop, start on a bus. That whole
that would be awful.
And, you know, forward. Back, you know, you're just
SoCal traffic.
Yeah,
and then you're stuck on a plane. That's awful. On the runway.
The plane is a bad situation, especially if they don't have the air on.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad situation.
Yeah.
Bus, traffic, not bueno.
Elevator, ski lift from the 214.
Ski lift is terrifying because you're sitting there, is it stuck, and you're swaying in the wind, yeah. That's a tough one.
A roller coaster.
Oh, a roller coaster malfunction, bro?
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Ferris wheel, that's a great
That'd
call.
Be awful.
Can you imagine being on like Mr. Freeze when that thing goes up and then you're supposed to go in reverse and all of a sudden it gets stuck on you?
Or in your hanging backwards?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm making this up, but I feel like that's happened before.
It probably has.
Or like an upside down situation?
Yeah, the upside down thing would be awful.
Roller coaster would have to be number one if you're mid
elevator.
In the air.
Elevator's the worst.
Elevator's
the worst
because
the fear of if you're high enough, is this thing going to just straight drop?
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
You got to
time the jump to avoid your back.
Didn't we determine that we have to lay down?
I think.
Not the jump. You're not supposed to do the jump.
I think in a perfect world, if you're super hand-eye coordination athletic guy, the jump would be
okay,
ideal.
Okay, time it perfect.
So, but that's the 1%. You're right, Broadus.
Okay,
we aren't in the 1%.
The freak athletes.
How about,
I'm going to snap a knee in half.
All three of us are in an elevator, right?
Yeah.
And it's going down.
Uh-huh.
Who is going to survive? Who's going to do the right thing? I'm going to lay down.
I'll probably lay right on top of you, Broadus.
Just be a stack of sardines here. We're all just laying.
Stack it on him.
Eric's
going to
jump, right?
He's going to jump.
Eric's going to try and it's like, I don't believe you, Broadus. He's going to jump. He's going to try and time it. And that thing's going to stop.
My vertebrae is going to shoot right out of my rear end.
Death. Gosh, that would be awful. Absolutely awful.
Look like me again in the parking lot in Avis.
Oh, gosh, man.
Hey, dude, just be careful this year.
I am looking forward to that redemption story for Broadus.
Yeah, you're going to go kick its ass.
I'm picking you guys up
on what, Sunday night?
Is that Sunday afternoon? Yep. I think it's
Sunday
a midday
afternoon.
We're going to be having lunch at Spencer McKenzie's on that Sunday.
It's going to be glorious on the 27th. I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait to get back out there. We got a Chet Holmgren question here in a second. But I
How about this one?
Yeah.
Our buddy Chris Beam.
Oh, what Beamer
said. From DallasCowboys.com. Beam says, bus back from media party is never good.
Oh, I've heard so many vomiting stories.
There has been, it is the vomitorium.
It's the vomitorium.
You're on that US 1, the Pacific Coast Highway is beautiful. We drive up there, we're always like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah. Coming back through all those windy and you're hammered and that bus is sweat. Yeah,
you've got sushi and
it's just vomitorium.
Johnny Walker just sitting in your gut.
It's like 1942s just dribbling out.
Shout out to David Hellman. I don't know why I thought about that right now. I just want to know that
Hellman got so drunk. Hellman got so drunk at the meet and he like threw up in the bus. And then we were staying at the hotel outside. We were at another hotel. We weren't inside the complex yet. Hellman, like, he's rooming with Rowan Cavender, who works for the Dodgers now, and he throws up all over his clothes. Like, he doesn't make it, so he throws up all over his clothes. And then the next day, my son, Bennett, my mom are there, and Hellman walks up and is talking to my mom and my son, and he throws up on Bennett.
Did he really?
It's like hoodie and all that. He's like, Hellman's like, oh, I'm so sorry. My mom's like, it's okay, David. It's all right.
It's okay, David.
Bennett's just sitting there like, oh, my gosh, what just happened?
Pull his hair.
It's like 8 years old. He's got, Hellman just.
That is awful.
Atolo Mike just said, I was at Disneyland last week. Me and my wife got stuck on Goofy's flight school ride.
Ooh,
I bet that was that was a bad time. Flight school. Then now you're aerial.
Now you're
somewhere
airborne.
Anything airborne
would be
no doubt. Okay, let's go to the Sports Business Journal, and this is a story that I think we've all heard before, but I think Stephen Jones told this story the best that he's ever told it. We go back to the draft with the Zach Martin pick and
14?
The Johnny Manziel 13, conversation. 14? I think it was
14.
And here was Steven just taking a behind-the-scenes look from his perspective on what the hell happened in that war room.
This is nothing against Johnny Manziel. He's a great competitor. And it's just you use your first-round pick. And, of course, we had Tony Romo in the building. And so it was more about that. Do you create that kind of anxiety, you know, in the organization by bringing him in? Well, sure enough, Johnny Manziel falls to us. And boy, we get to go on. Well, let's talk about John. Here he is. We got our guy. This is the future. And of course, everybody in the room, I look around, I go, it's time for everybody to talk. And I look, and everybody's
head down on the floor.
I go, what? I go, Jason?
We want to see I go,
Larry Lacewell? Even Larry, who talks all the time, straight down at the floor. And I go, Dad, I go, this is a hard thing because everybody knows you want Johnny. But I go, as you heard some of the things, I don't think he's the right guy for us. And so roll the clock forward, we end up picking Zach Martin. And boy, it is tense. Usually after every pick, we all know we're clapping, high-fiving. Boy, isn't that a great pick. Boy, after we pick Zach Martin, an offensive guard from Notre Dame, Jerry looks over at me, slaps me on the leg, and he goes, son, I didn't get to buy the Dallas Cowboys. We're not sitting here because you do down the middle of the road things. He goes, what you just did is down the middle. You'll never be great. I went, he gets off and stormed out. And boy, Larry Lace was sitting over there. And Jason's sitting there. And they're going, I'm glad that wasn't me. And then as soon as he walked out the door, but they said, thank you for standing up for taking Zach Martin. Sure enough, Jerry walks back in, which is typical Jerry. That was way over the top. I love you. We did the right thing.
Is that right?
We re-celebrated Zach Martin. So,
man. Was that Steven's laugh or was that the host?
The host.
The host.
Okay. It was the host.
And Steven's known for a good
tackle,
good
laugh. Yeah. He does. Yeah. But my gosh, thank goodness gracious, that did not happen.
Wow. Can you imagine your dad slapping you on the leg and saying something like that?
You'll never
you?
Be great.
How do you recover from something like
yeah.
that? Only if he circles back and says, I'm sorry, I was busting your balls across the line a little bit there, son.
Which, you know? Hey, give him credit, he did. But, Mike, I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans probably driving
well,
around.
Well, if you remember, they got the card filled out. It's Ryan Shazier. I mean,
yeah,
Ryan Shazier, they're going to take the Ohio State linebacker. And Pittsburgh takes, I mean, literally Robert Blackwell is in New York, and they tell him to fill out the card, and he fills out Ryan Shazier. And they're turning that card in. And then when Shazier goes off the board, that's when things opened up for Jerry. Whoa, 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 wait a minute now, boys. Wait a minute. Look, you know, and that's when, if they make the Shazier pick, the Johnny Manziel discussion never happens. But all of a sudden, it's like, well, wait,
now
we've got Manziel
gone.
And we've got Martin on that board. See, Jerry's bringing that up, and hey, good for Steven. Good for Steven, sticking up and saying, hey, listen, we're gonna take the offensive lineman here, and
we're gonna take the Hall of Famer, and not the drug addict. Okay,
yeah.
Call me crazy, Jer. Okay, yeah. But we're gonna go ahead.
I get
and take
you
that.
Like him. I
if
get Shazier, he's fun.
If Shazier's if that pick is Shazier, then there's no legends of Johnny Manziel even talked about in that room.
No, that's true. And hey, man, Ryan Shazier was a star until the unfortunate injury that happened with him that ruined his career.
I do think we have the best answer to the worst place being stuck.
Bathroom, porta potty,
poop cruise, bro.
Oh, that poop cruise is rough.
I mean, it's a very specific stuck situation.
Yeah, but that would be rough.
But that would be really, really awful. Yeah. And how about this guy? The worst luck maybe of all time, 5-1-2, stuck on a ski lift. At -17 degrees for about 45 minutes one time.
Yeah.
Also, been evacuated from a roller coaster that was about 3/4 of the way upside down.
Okay, so this guy's been in two situations. He's been in the ski lift, negative, and I'm sure at 17 below, the wind was blowing and hit. That
hurts.
It hurts.
Your face looks like Tom Coughlin's in the tundra.
Yeah, we used to wear bandanas and stuff, like around our neck, and then you pull the bandana up over your goggles. And that bandana, because it gets wet, because and it sticks to your face. It's that cold,
no.
And then you're trying to pull it. It's rough.
That's
man.
The ultimate battling the elements right there.
Yeah, but once again, if you're skiing with me, you're probably
sandwiches, cold beers, or some Blue Dolphin, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I'm
rolling
like the one stop shop for fun.
I think that really sucks about the ski lift is. You're not, I don't know, are you getting updates? Like in a lot of places,
no.
You're saying like, hey,
no, no,
about
no.
30 minutes.
No, no.
When you're on the ski lift, hey, dude, is this going to be all day?
Ski patrol will ski under you and yell up. the ski patrol will come down and they're like, hey, we're working on it. Everybody stay calm. We're working on it. We're going to get this thing going. And, you know, you're like, you're just swinging in that chair.
Awful.
You know, and you're thinking like, please don't let me fall out of this chair, from this height. Please don't let me have
it. I take it back. We have a winner. 682 being stuck in a miserable marriage is worse than anything else.
Amen, 682. Amen. All right, let's talk all things Big 12 live from the Star in Frisco. Our buddy Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio on TuneIn, joins us next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.